Let's do the 60-second savings challenge. Step one, download Rocket Money. Step two, link your accounts and see every subscription you're paying for. Tap one you don't use and cancel it. That's money back every month. Step three, create a financial goal. $50 every paycheck. Or let the app automatically move small amounts of cash when you can afford it. In a week, you'll forget you set it up. In a month, you'll see real dollars piling up. In a year, you'll be shocked at how much money you've saved. Bonus challenge. Upload an internet or phone bill and let Rocket Money try to lower it. You only pay if they find you savings. On average, Rocket Money members can save up to $740 a year when using all of the app's premium features. Users love the app with over 186,000 five-star ratings. Make saving money the resolution you actually keep. Start the 60-second savings challenge at rocketmoney.com/cancel. That's rocketmoney.com/cancel. rocketmoney.com/cancel.
Hello, it is Ryan, and I was on a flight the other day playing one of my favorite social spin slot games on chumbacasino.com. I looked over the person sitting next to me, and you know what they were doing? They were also playing Chumba Casino. Everybody's loving having fun with it. Chumba Casino is home to hundreds of casino-style games that you can play for free anytime, anywhere. So sign up now at chumbacasino.com to claim your free welcome bonus. That's chumbacasino.com and live the Chumba life.
Sponsored by Chumba Casino.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 21 plus. Terms and conditions apply.
The Bird Show. Real funny.
I have so much more respect for my girl from this weekend who handled a situation that I am 100% sure none of us in here, and probably 99% of you guys listening right now, would not have handled this with the same kind of coolness and sense of humor she did. First of all, let me give you a little insight on our bizarro first night in Chicago this weekend. We went up there, she had to work, but we had Friday night together, so we were going to go to a Chicago Bulls game, right? The Uber situation in Chicago is kind of a cluster, man. It's kind of hard to find your car. Sometimes it ends up in the front of a hotel. Sometimes it's on the side of the hotel. So I ordered an Uber an hour before the game, right? We're going to get there with plenty of time so we can check out the stadium and enjoy it and all. So we're having the toughest time locating our Uber driver. He can't locate us. Finally, we end up, I end up at an Uber and he's like, Amanda? And I'm like, that's weird because I ordered on my app, but maybe I ordered on her app, whatever. So yeah, so I'm yelling at Amanda, who's on the other side of the street looking for our Uber. I'm like, he's here, he's here, he's here. She comes on over, and before she gets in, she says, who are you looking for? And he says, Amanda. And then he asks for, or she asks and takes a look at the license plate, and it's not the same one. So it just happened to be coincidence that he was picking up an Amanda, and my girl is an Amanda, but it's the wrong Amanda.
I'm impressed you guys even checked the license plate. Mm.
She did. I can't take credit for that.
Who knows where you could have ended up, though?
Who knows, right? Not the end of Bizarro Night. So we are still need an Uber to get to the game. So I call an Uber. Again, same problem. We finally find him. He rolls down the window, says, Bert. I say, yes. We get into the car. He starts driving, and a quarter mile down the road, he stops and he pulls over and he lets us out. The place that we were going to, I think it's called the United Center for Chicago Bulls, is another 20 minutes away. So we say, this is not it. And he says, yeah, this is it. And I said, what's the name of the guy that you're picking up? And he said, Robert. And I'm like, I'm Herbert on mine. So he didn't mention that. He just used the name Bert. Okay. So wrong Uber again. Get into a third Uber. Finally get there. Either way, that's how Bizarro Night starts. Because you've got Amanda, you got a Bert on two of the wrong Ubers. We get into the Chicago Bulls game. We're having a good time. We're drinking. And it's between the first and second quarters, so our periods. So we go out and walk around and get a hot dog and get a drink. And as we're walking back to our seats, you can kind of hear a little bit of a yelling and a squirmish going on behind us. We can't quite figure it out. And before we could even turn around, a father is helping his what looks to be a 12 or 13-year-old son who is having stomach problems puke into a cup as they are running down the hall into the bathroom. The kid gets close enough to Amanda that he pukes in Amanda's open shoe.
No. What?
I swear to you, I can't make this up. It wasn't like a sandal, but there was some space between the bottom of her pant and her shoe, which was a little bit opened, and the kid's puke went into her shoe.
Oh my God.
I'm freaking out, and all she's doing is laughing it off. And at this point, I'm like, you're by far and away the coolest chick I've ever met. Because I'd be flipping out right now.
Totally flipping out right now.
All right, so how is Candace Owens pissed off everybody this week?
So, yes, Candace Owens is a political commentator who does indeed piss a lot of people off. And she's creating a conversation in the black community once again surrounding music this time. She was speaking to Nick Cannon on what I believe was his podcast, and they were doing an interview. And she was speaking to conspiracy theories, and one of the things that she brought up is how she feels as if music has changed a lot within the black community, because we've gone from artists like Whitney Houston and Michael Jackson to now artists like Sexy Red, who she personally believes that they are putting at the forefront of black music in order to create an agenda.
If an artist comes to me and says, I've been told to record something demonic, or I had a conversation with Amber Rose and she was a couple of weeks ago, and it was a lot of her telling me that she was basically just being pushed by people that you need to be more sexual and be more sexual. I accept that, obviously, at a certain point, and this gets into why you were saying why I won't bend for money. I wouldn't do it. I'm built different, you know, but I also acknowledge that these people are being pushed in a certain direction. Women, you're being told, can you make it sexier? I will not accept. The conspiracy to me is to try to convince me that the times have changed, and we went from, in the black community, producing Michael Jackson and Whitney Houston to what really black people really want to hear right now is Sexy Red. And so that's the reason why these record labels are going to Sexy Red and offering her a deal. I refuse to believe that.
As much as it hurt me to say this, I actually think she has a point.
Yeah, I do.
I don't think that the example she used was as complete as it should have been, because, I mean, I think singers and, you know, stars were problematic back in the day, just like some are now. And I think you still had a lot of artists around the Whitney Houstons and the Michael Jacksons that weren't necessarily delivering the best messages. So I don't think that's the change per se. But I do think in times today, they push the agenda of especially female artists to be more on the sexy side than anything else. And I think that's where we've lost the balance. I think back in the day, you kind of had both. You know, you had an MC Light, for example, to go a certain direction if you wanted to listen to that kind of music. Queen Latifah was another one. Nowadays, the balance is a little off, where I think so many of these artists, especially like the women who are rapping, it's almost as if you cannot get to a certain height unless your content is within the same dynamic of the rest of the artists.
Unless you're doing stripper moves on stage.
Exactly.
Well, I mean, I can't speak for the black culture, but sex is always sold. Like, that's always been used, especially for, like, young pop stars. I mean, I remember when Britney Spears was on the cover of Rolling Stone back in the day, and, like, her little skimpy underwear, and, like, she was having a sleepover or whatever, and everybody just kind of, like, lost their minds. But I feel like record labels, they have always pushed that agenda on young pop stars, especially in female artists. So I'm assuming that's just the same case for those who are in the hip hop and R&B world.
I completely agree with you. And that's why I say I don't think they're pushing it more now than they ever have. I just think we've lost the other side of it, where if you wanted it to be a little more balanced.
I think Ice Spice is a great example of that also. I think her music sucks, but they're selling her on sex, 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 sex.
That's all there is to it.
The Bert Show. Real funny.
How to have fun anytime, anywhere. Step one, go to ChumbaCasino.com.
ChumbaCasino.com. Got it.
Step two, collect your welcome bonus.
Come to Papa, welcome bonus.
Step three, play hundreds of casino-style games for free.
That's a lot of games, all for free.
Step four, unleash your excitement.
Chumba. Chumba Casino has been delivering thrills for over a decade. So claim your free welcome bonus now and live the Chumba life. Visit ChumbaCasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 21 plus. Terms and conditions apply.